Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Maddie Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. A state agency created by voters has moved one step closer to establishing guidelines for how companies can use AI and personal data to make decisions that impact the lives of Californians. These could be decisions about insurance, job advancement, housing, and more. The rules would apply to any company making more than $25 million in annual revenue or processing the personal data of more than 100,000 Californians. The Privacy Protection Agency voted to advance the rules earlier this month, but it'll be at least another year before a final vote happens. Labor unions have said the current rules are watered down and give businesses loopholes to skirt accountability. Speaking of accountability, a new state assembly bill aims to increase it for oil companies by getting them to plug and clean up more than 40,000 idle oil and gas wells across California. One estimate says roughly two-thirds of the state's idle wells are leaking methane gas, which is considered a climate superpollutant. Holland Kretzmann is a senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, which sponsored the bill.
They are dangerous wells that affect frontline communities that have to live close to these wells and risk breathing in the emissions that come from leaky wells.
Under current law, companies can avoid plugging idle wells by paying a fee. The proposed bill eliminates that option. An Oakland man is breathing easier after a program that protects a Nicaraguan friend survived a court challenge by several Republican-led states. But with a notice of appeal filed this week, his relief could be short-lived. KQED's senior immigration editor Taiki Hendricks reports.
It's called humanitarian parole, similar to temporary protections for Afghans and Ukrainians. And when the Biden administration offered it to people fleeing Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, Eric Sipe jumped at the chance to sponsor his old friend Oldrin. Sipe helped Oldrin fly from Nicaragua and gave him a job on a family farm in Washington State. Late last week, he heard that a Trump-appointed judge had tossed out the lawsuit challenging the program.
It was just immense relief and excitement. Oldrin is safe in his status here in the United States and will be able to continue living his life.
And it is a really important win for tens of thousands of people who will continue to be able to seek safety and stability through this program.
That's Monica Langarica, a staff attorney at UCLA Law, who represents Sipe and other sponsors. She says the judge found the program actually reduced pressure at the border.
Texas was unable to prove that it suffers any harm as a result of the program because the program ultimately has decreased total migration of people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
Langarica says she's prepared to defend the parole program on appeal. For the California Report, I'm Taiki Hendricks.
Roughly 50 people incarcerated at San Quentin are now one step closer to getting a career out of prison. That's through a program that gives job training in skills like coding and audio production to prisoners. KQED's Billy Cruz went behind bars to attend their graduation ceremony.
Along with job skills training, the people in the program also receive a tangible, accredited certification. It's a joint effort with the California Prison Industry Authority and The Last Mile, a nonprofit that helps incarcerated people through education and technology. Eric Bergen, who's been incarcerated for almost 36 years, joined the program to use something he's never had the opportunity to use before, a computer.
I had to learn how to use a computer and then learn how to code into the computer. So it was really challenging, but I do watch the news and TV. I see how tech-heavy society has become. When the opportunity came around, I jumped on it.
He's currently serving a life sentence, but that's not stopping him from planning a life outside of incarceration.
Think about being free before you get out, because then you're able to pull away from the prison culture and really embrace the possibility of going home one day.
This program is one of several things San Quentin is doing in its effort to transform from prison to rehabilitation center. The goal is simple: curb recidivism. The most recent data from California's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation found almost half of the people who committed a crime were reconvicted within 3 years. John Gripsover, who teaches the coding program at San Quentin, says opportunities like this are key to keeping people out of prison.
I think being incarcerated for a long period of time can be very dehumanizing. And in order to enter a workforce like tech, you have to be in touch with your personal side, your human side as well. And we want to kind of draw that out in the classroom. We want people to feel like it's okay to be vulnerable, okay to struggle, okay to fail.
Those in the program not only have newfound job skills, but they also found a community of like-minded individuals. Bergen says the program broke down walls he and his peers had built up being incarcerated.
The people that are in there, your fellow students, are your friends and your helpers. There is no room for racism or gang factions. It's just everyone is part of the same family. It's more like a family.
For the people in the program, coding is so much more than a series of ones and zeros. It's an ability to create a new life and career after incarceration. For the California Report, I'm Billy Cruz at San Quentin.
And that is the California Report for Thursday, March 14th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. The James Irvine Foundation, now accepting nominations for the 2025 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards at irvineawards.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.